The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namana, with your host Namana Ahmed. Inshallah you're well, and inshallah you guys enjoy this week's episode of Daily with Namana, which is Namana Ahmed. Daily with Namana is a weekly chat show which discusses a variety of topics that aims for all ages and all religion and beliefs and it's an exclusive show as well. And it comes out every Sunday, and it's on all platforms, i.e. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, for you guys to listen to. And please forgive me if I made any mistakes as well, as, yeah, I sometimes read certain words wrong. So just please be mindful of that. And with that in mind, let's go on with the episode. So what you're probably thinking is what I'm going to be talking about this week. Well, of course, no, of course. Before I say what I'm going to be talking about this week, I'll be continuing on the 99 Days, Our Lost $1, meaning Quran and Hadith series as well. But I'm also going to be talking about the Queen and the Jubilee as well. So keep on listening to find out more about that. And yeah, roll the episode. So it's time for the 99 Names, Allah's $1, Meanings, Quran, Hadith series. This week, I'll be talking about Al-Fatah. So let's go on with this week's segment. Al-Fatah. So what does Al-Fatah mean? It means the supreme solver, the opener, the reliever, the judge, the one who opens for his slaves to close wonderly and bridges the matter. Al-Fatah, the opener, the revealer, the grant of success. He opens what is closed and makes it unclear. Clear, he has the best of judgment and holds the key to victory and success. So in terms of the Quran Hadith mentions, from the letters F, T and H, which has connotations of to open, unlock, unfolded, to make victorious, to reveal, inform, explain, make clear to judge, decide to grant and permit. Say our Lord will bring us together, then he will judge between us the truth, in truth. And he is the knowing judge. That's from the Quran, Surah 34, Ayah 26. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant to people mercy, none can withhold it. And whatever he withhold, none can release it thereafter. And he is the altered, in mighty, the wise. So from the Quran, Surah 35, Ayah 2. And the last one is, we would have invested against Allah's Mandala a lie if we returned to your religion after Allah's Mandala has saved us from it. It is not for us to return to it, except that Allah's Mandala, our Lord, should will our Lord, and in compassion. And compassionate all things in knowledge. Upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have revealed our Lord, decided between us and our people in truth, and you are the best of those who give decision. From the Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 89. So, Jazakallah for listening to this week's segment where I talked about Al-Fatah. Next week I'll be talking about Al-Lami, so that is the name from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'll be talking about next week, inshallah, and inshallah you guys been enjoying the series. So we covered 18 names so far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say it will be the 19th name, and many more to come, inshallah. So stay tuned and watch this space next week, inshallah. Now you're probably thinking, oh, what time, like, what is it, like, what's coming up? Well, right now I'm gonna play you guys an sheet that will fit nicely with this week's topic, which is the Queen and like the Jubilee. And the sheet I'm gonna play you guys is one of my favorites, and this is probably one of my first ones I learned as well, which is One Big Family by Mehen Zain. This is a vocal only edition, and ensure you guys enjoy it. And after this Nishi break, I'll be talking about the Queen and like the Jubilee and like all yet still to come. So don't go away and keep on listening to Daily with Mana, which is Namana Ahmed, after this Nishi's break.
The similarities between us. Take a minute and see yourself in the mirror. You look like me. Those eyes, lips, you can't deny. Have you thought about why we look the same? Why we feel the same? Don't tell me it's by chance. Oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, we're one big family. Oh, oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, just one big family. It doesn't matter if you live far away from me. You feel, I feel, you bleed, I bleed, you cry and I cry. We sleep and dream. Sometimes we're sad, sometimes we're happy. You breathe, I breathe. We love, walk, talk and we smile. Have you thought about why we look the same? Why we feel the same? Don't tell me it's by chance. Oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, we're one big family. Oh, oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, just one big family. I wish you could realize there's no difference between us two. We're part of one family. No matter how far you are, and even if we don't know each other, oh, you and me, me and you, we are one. Oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, we're one big family. Oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, just one big family. Oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, we're one big family. Oh,
hola, assalamu alaikum, welcome back to Day with Namana, which host Namana Ahmed. Inshallah, you guys enjoy our Nishi's break this week, which I've chosen One Big Family by Mehen Zain. And the reason I've chosen this Nishi is because this quite fitting to our theme topic, which is the Queen and family and all that. And it's just a reminder that the Queen has a big family with loads of kids, and yeah, it's just a reminder that she's got a lot of family. So that's why. So now I'm going to talk about, like, I've got a few topics in mind. So right, what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to talk about a bit about the Queen and the Jubilee. And yeah. On 6th of February 2022, Queen Elizabeth II becomes her first British monarch in history to achieve the Platinum Jubilee. Which basically, if you don't know what is Platinum Jubilee, it basically means 70 years of reign and services. So, as you know, there's one in February and one in June. The June one is tend to be like festivals and like party, those old things, because the weather nice. But February 6th of Feb is actually when it happened, and it's also because the Queen's birthdays falls on the nicely. So next weekend it'll be the Queen's birthday as well. So I might do it. I don't know. I'll think about that next week, but yeah. The official celebration in the UK began 2nd of June with the trampling of colours and horse guard parade, consumed street parties and pageant. Around the UK, 70,000 big Jubilee lunches are expected to take place at homes, halls over the Jubilee weekend. So as you know, we got two bank holidays this year, which is the 2nd and the 3rd. Normally we just get the one, they decided to do an extra one. In Malaysia, they did a dinner event to remember the Platinum Jubilee, and they had to light up 2,800 Platinum Jubilee beacons that lit around the world. And they also had a golf day as well, a charity golf day, and held a garden party for the staff and the family that who was arranging it. They will have like a little party thing again later this month. And it's just an opportunity to like spend time with family, friends, community, those sort of things. Throughout the 70-year reign, Queen has been a symbol of community, the figure of an ever-changing Britain, her unwavering devotion of service for the people in the UK, the Commonwealth, made her one of the recognised and respectful people in the world. The Queen Elizabeth II visited Malaysia 3 times. She made her first visit in 1972. Her second visit was actually about the Commonwealth, from the Commonwealth Head of Government meeting in Langkawi, 1989. And in 1998, she did like the closing of, I think, the 16 Commonwealth Games in Kuala Lumpur. So she's been like a figure, and she's also done many other stuff as well, and just became like a physical legacy of the Jubilee celebration, of the Jubilee celebration, and many more to come. So that was just a bit like an overview of it. Now I want to talk about like the Queen and the family. So Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip met as children in 1934. In 1947, they got engaged and also got married. In 1948, their first son Charles was born. In 1950, their only daughter Annette was born. 1952, Queen Elizabeth II began her reign, her her leadership, her reign as the queen. 1960, second son Andrew was born. In 1964, their first son Edward was born. In 1997, they celebrated the golden wedding anniversary, which means they've been married for 50 years. In 2017, they also celebrated the platinum wedding anniversary, which is known as 70 years of marriage, being married. And unfortunately, as you know, last year on the 9th of April, don't quote me on that, but I believe it's that date, 2021, Prince Philip fortunately passed away at age 99. So that is just about the Queen and like the family. So now I'm going to be just showing you guys three quotes. These are like the Queen's own words. So, Bismillah. Sorry about that. That was just my phone for some reason. I'll start that again. I have to be seen to be believed. Number two, a happy woman who has been breathed gentleness and care into the harsh progress of mankind. And the last one is good memories are a second chance of happiness. So there's also some quotes that are basically their own words. That was like the Queen's own words. So now we're just saying like, now we're just going to talk about charity. Royal Foundation. The Royal Foundation of Duke and Duchess of Cambridge is involved with a range of important issues, including climate change, conservation, school support and mental health. As younger working members of the royal family, the Duke and Duchess are focusing on these issues that matters most to them by investing into the future of our planet. And then the other one I want to talk about is the charities, before just mentioning a few more, is give me 2 seconds. The other one I just want to read about is Book Trust. Book Trust was founded in 1921. This is the UK's largest children reading charity, dedicated to helping young people learn to read. Each year, Book Trust helped up to 3.4 million children across the UK with books, resources and support to help develop a love of reading. So those are just a few charities I have in mind. There's also like Remember Sunday. There's also Prince Trust as well, which is, I use them a lot sometimes. There's RCPA, Friends and Elderly. There's a lot more, but honestly, we need to do some charity work as we can. Like, the Queen's done so much as a charity, and we're just blessed to have her, if you know what I mean. So just to wrap up, I'm going to just wind up this week's episode. I'll be just saying like a thank you note thing. So the British people across the UK will say thanks to Her Majesty the Queen for her incredible service. British Muslims will be proudly sharing any celebration and acknowledging her incredible contribution. As a champion and an ambassador of diversity and equality, Her Majesty the Queen has been and remains the perfect role model for every part of the community. Her Majesty the Queen has led the world from the front of... Her Majesty the Queen has led from the front as a world leader, showing great leadership, empathy and understanding towards many different culture and faith groups. The Queen has been a dramatic role model for all communities, and in particular the Nottingham Muslim community. Many of those have taken great inspirement for Her Majesty the Queen, or whatever that living their everyday lives or seeking new challenges. The story of the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. When the Queen arrived, she was asked by your throne, is like this. She replies, it looks like the Solomon said she knew by beforehand, and we submitted to God Almighty. That's from the Jessica Ron Al-Nali, Surah 27, Ayah 42. So that's... Oh yeah, sorry, I got a little bit left. Our vision is to see a world where we live in harmony with each other. Trust is the foundation of humanity's society. Throughout creating connections and breaking down in barriers, we can build trust in people. We can forge long-living relationships through the realness of our humanities and our acceptance of our difference. We are one community connected by deep bonds of humanity. Humankind is a Grimmia Institute project unity. So that bit is from the Humankind Trust Building Fund, and that's just from my city, Nottingham. It was like a little thank you. So JazakAllah for listening to this week's episode of Daily with Namana, which has Namana Ahmed, where I discuss a few topics with the Queen. I could talk on and on, but you know how I am. When I talk a lot, I get rambling on. I'm not too sure. I might talk about the Queen's birthday next week. I'm not 100% sure. So keep on listening. Till then, inshallah you guys enjoy the episode. Stay safe, stay awesome, stay kind. Be awesome. I hope you guys enjoy your half-term holidays well. Wrapping up the end. And for those who's going back to college and work on all that Monday, please, please, please don't stay up until midnight. That's the number one thing. Honestly, just go to bed early. That's what I do. I go to bed like by 9:30, 10 at a max. So if I was you, have an early night over the next few days. See you ready for Monday or Tuesday, wherever you can. And please, please remember this is your last term before the summer. So work hard, work awesome, and you'll achieve anything in life. Until then, you can hear more of me next week, inshallah. Until then, Allah Hafiz and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Lord, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.